today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us because we're going to speak about the power of motivation.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Sunday, is the 16th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Azar, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of December, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to Chapter al-Rahman from the Holy Quran, verses 60-63.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان.
Is the reward for good anything but good?
فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? And below them both in excellence are two other gardens. So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
By the word good, or in Arabic term ihsan, mentioned herein, doing righteous good deeds and doing good to others are intended. Imam As-Sadiq, peace be upon him, said the blessed verse applies to believers and disbelievers, since whoever does good to another, the latter is supposed to return the good done to him. Imam Ali alayhi salam narrates from the Messenger of Allah that Allah Almighty said, "Is the reward of the one to whom I have bestowed favor is other than paradise?"
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness, everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause
I don't need
anyone, anything in life but you.
As you know, we're talking about power of motivation in this episode of today's special. We as human beings love new beginnings. We love to move to a new house, get a new job, see new places, eat new food, start something new. This newness creates an excitement within, a feeling of freshness. That is one reason why we are so motivated during the month of Ramadan or the month of Muharram, time to come up with resolutions to change our lives. While we have high hopes for new resolutions during time of fresh starts, too often we don't lay the foundation of success when making these resolutions within us. As a result, our relations don't gain fruition. If you know how your body or mind works, then you can treat every day as a new, fresh, energized day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic that we are going to talk about, encouragement in creating motivation. One of the important duties of, let's say, managers or leaders of societies, or let's say, the heads of some organizations, in their society level or in the organization level, is to create motivation and interest in the implementation of work. So whether this work is going to be a righteous deed for a, let's say, religious leader, or a qualified, let's say, outcome for a leader of the organization or a company. So it means creating or strengthening an internal force in employees or in the people or in the subjects or in the believers that causes the emergence and continuation of certain behaviors. For this purpose, thinkers in the field of behavior and different psychological branches of knowledge have presented several theories about motivation. All these theories are based on empirical studies and with the specific culture and values of the society that owns the theory. It seems that in Islamic societies, according to the religious culture and values that govern it, and by using the achievements of human knowledge, the category of motivation should be considered based on Islamic teachings rather than empirical studies. In the same way, the most reliable option is to use Al-Quran, Book of God. A book that is the word of the creator of man and familiar with all dimensions of his existence. A source that originates from Allah's eternal knowledge and responds to the basic needs of man and guides him from the beginning of his life until he reaches his unlimited perfection. So this book is always available and gives free consultations and counseling to whoever is going towards it. This brilliant and holy book is without any doubt is a guide for the pious. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. It creates so that man can step by step move from material life to a divine life.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
You're listening to today's special. Come and learn about motivation tips for today. Make working toward your goal a habit. That's right. It's one of the tips. When you make working toward your goal a habit, an automatic conditional response, you no longer have to rely so much on feeling motivated. How do you turn a behavior into a habit? Another motivation tip. Identifying a trigger. Dear friend, choose something that you already do every day, like brushing your teeth or eating lunch to be a trigger for the action you want to make a habit. Write out an if-then plan, also known as an implementation intention. For example, if you want to create a habit of studying for a class every day, your if-then plan might look like this. If I pour my first cup of coffee, then I will spend 5 minutes on my math homework. Making this plan and committing it to writing could increase the likelihood of following through. Motivational Islamic quotes. If you open the Holy Quran and search for chapter Ar-Ra'd, that is chapter 13 of the Holy Quran, verse 11, you find this. Indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in themselves. Are you waiting for the right moment to take the first step towards change? Or maybe you're waiting for someone else to help you. If you can't get up and help yourself, why should someone else bother helping you? Think about that every time you wish someone around you should drag you out of a slum. Even Allah the Almighty, the only one who is truly in power, says he won't help you unless you help yourself. You can ask Allah the Almighty to give you strength and patience. But the active work can only be done by you and you alone.
What are the motives for following an ethical and moral code? The first motive is the worldly motive, meaning there are benefits to being a virtuous person in the dunya, in this life, and there are harms in not being a virtuous person, living a life of bad akhlaq, of immorality and vices. So living a life of virtue, devoid of vice, of any vice, can be self-serving in your life. You'll live a better life. There's many benefits. What are the benefits? So basically, if we want to entice ourselves, we want to encourage ourselves to be virtuous, to have good akhlaq, one motive would be because it would make life better for you. How? Virtuous people that have good akhlaq, always enjoy a high level of respect from people in the community. People that always help other people, that they're generous. They're good-tempered, they're honest, they're trustworthy, they're brave, they're loyal. These individuals that have all these good qualities, usually people respect them. And that in itself is something every human being wants, to be respected. So I could say, be an ethical person, a virtuous person, live a life of virtue because people will respect you. People will love you. People will praise you. Oh, look at this person. He's such a kind individual. He's so generous. He's so humble. He humbles himself with every individual. He's so honest. People usually praise individuals that are virtuous.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. What you've just listened to was one episode of today's special under the title of Motivation. So inshallah, we continue speaking about this topic more. Till then, have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.